All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how you doing? It's a Thursday, and we are all present and accounted for. It is Nick, it is Barry, it is Joel. We are the usual suspects, and we are here for you for the next 3 hours, taking you up till 4 o'clock until we turn it over to the abuser, A.J. Hoffman, along with Fred Fowler and Jung Lee.
I like how he called him the abuser.
Wait a minute, the abuser? What did I miss? What has gone, what has transpired?
I was driving home last night, and A.J. announced on the air that when he was walking into the studio, that I grabbed him forcefully in the groin area, and then when he said he didn't like it, I squeezed. And that is completely false because... AJ's just trying to cover for the fact that he has issues that he needs to deal with. Otherwise, we have people in the office that can probably step in.
So you're trying to use what he used on you by saying that you touched him inappropriately.
All I heard is you grabbed his... What did you grab?
His wang.
You grabbed AJ's wang?
I did not. Nothing of the sort, but yet he thought that it would be cool to say that on the air.
I think, I don't know.
Because
I wasn't
covering
I wasn't there.
His hobby, which is now going to be exposed.
AJ's one of those guys, it's really hard to tell if he's lying or tell the truth, or if he's joking. So he might be serious.
All I'm going to say is I'm never going to doubt when someone claims that. Just saying.
Like, in the grand scheme of things, I expected you to do anything other than side with your buddy. So that's
my
fine.
Buddy, if you would have told me AJ groped you, I would believe you.
I did. I put it on Twitter.
Well, but you can't be second.
No,
that's
what
a race.
What he's trying to do is cover up
first.
The truth.
If you ain't first, you're last when it comes to those accusations.
I forgot. The commissioner makes the rules.
You gotta get out ahead of that. Good news, fellas.
What up?
It's November 30th.
Yeah.
It's the last day for this stupid-ass beard quote.
Oh, yeah, that's
on
right.
On my face.
Thank God. I mean, at least your wife's happy.
Yeah, she is, because I'm not going to lie. I tried to get some last night, and she was like, maybe tomorrow after you shave. It's not going good in the Laminack household right now. I'm definitely looking forward to this. And I know I'm going to get my hair cut tonight with Jason over at Innovations and Current Cuts. And I'm sure... He's going, because Jason's beard is very Harden-esque. It's full,
Yeah.
So there's no doubt I'm going to catch a ration of crap from him for this.
Well, he has beard extensions. I think he could just sew some on for you just so that you can make it fill in. It'll be a better look for you overall.
Get my tracks lined up.
You can get
make
some
sure everything looks good.
You'll be looking like...
I never thought about that. I wonder if that's true if I get some stuff sewed to my face.
I could just knit it
get
in there
an airbrush, because I was watching a video about it just yesterday, and I thought about you. Like, those incomplete beards, they like airbrush it on there.
Really? Like the can of hair?
Just saw a video of it just yesterday on Facebook, and I was like, man, this would be perfect.
I wonder what
Barry.
LeBron does.
And myself, probably.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got some patches too, player.
Yeah. LeBron has some patches.
In that Chris Paul video, that's one thing he says. He says to his kids, they're on the private plane going to a Cowboys game. He's a huge Cowboy fan. He's got his whole family. He says to his daughter, hey, I'm getting a little thin on top. Can I get some of your hair? And she's like, no. He's like, well, that's selfish. So then he takes...
Daddy bought it for you.
So he takes... Chris Jr. and says, and Chris goes, yeah, that's selfish, man. He goes, can I get some of yours? He walks to the back of the plane. So,
no.
All that.
I just, there needs to be something done that looks more realistic than, what I have. Yeah. Well, that's going to have to happen.
Yeah.
There's got to be.
Otherwise, get it sponsored, because that circle on this cheek is almost a perfect circle. You can make it a Target logo, and then you could actually
I don't
get
need
them
to put
to
a Target
you.
On my face.
I think
that's,
it'd be great.
With you and AJ creeping around the office doing inappropriate things, I don't need a Target on my face. That's the last thing I want. I'm super excited about that. And then I also, right before we went on the air, I got an email from the Houston, the Houston Sports Awards?
Yes, the same
which,
email
if you didn't
I
know,
got.
They're coming. Yes, Joel, I'm not trying to brag and say you weren't a part of it.
No, humbly you're bragging. No, I get it.
No.
I'm annoyed sometimes by these emails.
Can I finish
like
my
them?
Sentence? Because I was saying I got an email that asked me to give my nominations, and I'm turning that over to the people. I want them to give me who I should nominate. I'm not... saying that, I mean, there's a million people on this committee for nominating. And if you don't know, the awards are February 1st. It's the Houston Sports Awards. I don't even know where they're at. You can go to HoustonSportsAwards.com for more info. But I'm turning over my nominations to the people because they need Athlete of the Year, College Athlete of the Year, High School Athlete of the Year, Coach of the Year, Moment of the Year, Event of the Year, and Fan of the Year. How would any of us know who the Fan of the Year is? I'm not sure about that.
Like the most ridiculous person that's able to get the most attention on social media, like, and just wears crazy outfits.
Kurt Lowe and Maya are going to duke it out.
Like Clipper Dale or something.
Clipper Dale.
You know, he was like kind of outrageous for a while, or still is.
Kurt Lowe would never get my nomination.
Was that his name? The Clipper guy?
I think it was Clipper Dale or Clippers. His first name started with a D for sure.
Daryl. Clipper Daryl. Yeah, and then he got fired.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he was a guy that wore like outlandish Clippers head to toe, like baseball hats with like red, white, and blue suits. And he actually became some like a pseudo mascot of the team. Like he would go and do charity work and out in the community. And all of a sudden, one day, the Clippers just let him go. Yeah, he was a season ticket holder.
He was probably demanding too much money. But I don't understand, like, Fan of the Year, how I'm supposed to know that. Some of these are pretty basic. Like, I'll tell you who I had filled in just in the couple of minutes before we hit the air. Coach of the Year was A.J. Hinch, even though he's manager. We know the distinction. Don't get it wrong. But I had A.J. Hinch as Coach of the Year. Athlete of the Year was Altuve. High School Athlete of the Year? How the hell would I know? I don't have any kids in high school.
Oh, I think high school.
I'm just going to pick Shock's kid.
They're easier to stand out in high school.
And with just a little research, you can check between, like,
especially down here in Texas.
The outstanding high school football, basketball players are normally top of the
list. I'm just going to put Shock's son. I mean, whatever. He played somewhere. Why not? But I like
your idea to leave it up to the kids. Yeah. The fans. The fans are a better idea then.
They like College Athlete of the Year is what they want. And then Moment of the Year. I was going to pick something from Game 5 of the World Series. Maybe Springer's home run or Marwin's home run. I don't know.
Now, if you want a table for this event, you can get a Hall of Fame table, 8 people with Nolan Ryan, Earl Campbell, or Akeem Olajuwon. One of the three that sits at your table. One of the three. Red carpet arrival experience for 8 guests. 8 passes for the cocktail reception. 1 table for 10 4 valet passes. $34,000.
What?
It could all be had for $34,000.
What? Mm-hmm. What?
Indeed.
That seems like pretty excessive, right?
Yeah.
I get why it's 34.
Because they're honoring all 3 of them
that night.
Yeah, I know.
All 34s. But, man, maybe 3,400. I don't know about 34,000. Just to have, like, just to watch Nolan Ryan get, like, lettuce in his teeth or something? That doesn't seem like worth it.
Yeah, it's
although that would be kind of cool to sit with those guys, but I don't know. That seems a tad pricey. Maybe yeah. I mean, what would you pay for that? Realistically, what would you pay for that?
I'm not doing it.
I'm saying to sit and have dinner with Nolan Ryan at an event like this, what would you pay for that as a fan? Okay, if it wasn't Nolan Ryan, if it was Aaron Rodgers. What would you pay to sit at a table with Aaron Rodgers and have dinner during an award show like this?
I'm not giving up a lot of money for that.
$2,000?
Sure.
$5,000?
No.
So it's somewhere between $2,000 and $5,000.
I agreed with you. I'm not giving up $2,000 to do that either.
I like that threshold though. I mean, right now, $1,000 to $2,000. Like if I had enough money and I, you know,
yeah.
So much-
if I was back in my oil and gas days, especially as a contractor, where I was making ridiculous hourly wage.
Right.
I would pay like $3,400 since the theme is 34.
I'm an Olajuwon fan, so I might pay a number for him. You know what I mean? Like it depends. No, there's a bunch of Nolan Ryan fans, obviously.
Yeah.
So it just kind of depends on where you're at.
But I don't know that I would go over, you know, it would definitely be under $4,000. But
$34,000
but you know
a
what?
Brand new vehicle.
To you and me, $4,000 seems like a lot of money, but to whoever's gonna pay the $34,000. Yeah.
Especially if they're going to
They live in River Oaks, and they laugh at that money.
Yeah.
That's their walking around money.
Well, especially if they're going to expense it. I mean, yeah, whether they're the owner of the company or they're going to take clients,
that's
and then they're going to expense
point.
It, those write it all off.
All the oil companies and the medical and, you know, I could see that. And that's, you're right. That's a great point, too, is they'll expense it because I imagine this is a charity thing, right? I don't know.
I think they're trying to raise money for the amateur sports in Houston.
Okay.
It's going to be at the Hilton Americas, February the 8th.
Have I been there? I think
Hilton
I was
Hilton Americas
there.
Is the new one right across from Toyota Center.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, okay. That's what it was. It was Super GRB, Bowl. That we yeah. were meeting right. and stuff for Super Bowls there. Yeah. Okay. That's yeah. what it was. Yeah. So if you want to help me with nominees or fill out my nomination form, I'll let you fill out the stuff that I don't have. All right. So fan of the year. So you can text the show 713-780-3776. Tell me who you're either fan of the year, event of the year, but I'm probably going to put World Series for event of the year because it's kind of stupid not to, right?
Yeah. I was just trying to think.
I mean, I'm not putting Houston Marathon.
No, but you did. We got by the Super Bowl, so that didn't qualify for that year, right?
February. Yeah, it was in February.
So, okay, so you could either have the Super Bowl Super or the Bowl. World Series.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go World Series. But so you guys can give me a moment of the year, college and high school athlete of the year, and fan, and I'll fill those out 713-780-3776, or just give me your nominations on Twitter at Barry is Funny,
okay.
Whatever. Now, are you gonna actually fill this out, or do
yes.
you just like
nah. yes,
you
yes.
are?
Yeah, I am. It's just that. You know, with the emails that we get, they want us to promote it on the air, and it's tougher to do. We can promote when the event is, but it's just tougher to do because it's the way we go about our show prep and everything like that. It's like you don't just remember, oh, I got to mention.
Yeah, you and I have done our part. We spent a whole segment on it.
Indeed.
So I feel like we have covered our
if we go
fiduciary
by the minute,
responsibility. Yeah.
By the minute.
They got a whole segment of it.
We have outdone every you other know how sports much, broadcaster in this town.
Especially as popular as this show is. Do you know how much people would pay for a segment of time?
I know. With me on the show, I mean, dude.
34 cents.
What? You know what? And we're not even going to hold that against them that Nick was a part of the conversation. You know what I mean?
Right.
We'll let that slide.
So I would bet that people would pay 34 cents because we're going with that 34 theme. So at least we make some money
on it. You don't think we can get $3.40?
It's a push.
Maybe if I was out
you're
sick, you could get
little.
That.
You're pushing it a
okay.
little. Okay. Right. We'll see what we can do. All right, we're just getting started. We got lots to get to and lots to talk about. But as always, because we're the usual suspects and you guys participate, we open the doors to you. 713-780-3776. That's the HR&P listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter where it's at Barry is Funny, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Back with a whole lot more as we're just getting revved up. ESPN 97.5. In your face, living in and out of a big
ESPN 97.5. There it is, the brand spanking new Holy Mother of Awesome 4K Ultra HD TV. With a gazillion pixels of super crisp resolution, you can see it in your living room. And then you see the price. Your hopes are officially dashed. Don't let those big box retailers give you static. Swing by Rent-A-Center or go to rentacenter.com and get the big brands you want for small payments you can afford. All without credit. Rent-A-Center. Big brands. Small payments. Rental purchase transactions. See store for details.
Want to know my favorite word? Simple. It's how I run my life. Wear the same work boots every day? Simple. Have the same lunch? Simple. Take the same route to work? Simple. But sometimes my job gets complicated. That's why I use Grainger. No matter what issues the job throws at me, Grainger keeps things simple. Online ordering? Simple. Managing my inventory? Simple. And if something pops up, Grainger's got my back with 24/7 customer support. Simple as that. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SunTrust Mortgage Incorporated, NMLS number 2915, is an equal housing lender. For full licensing information, visit suntrust.com/mortgage.
When you help that first-time homeowner get a mortgage, it's the best. Owning a home is the American dream, right?
Faith Martin for SunTrust Mortgage.
I encourage people to shop around because I know that when all is said and done, you're going to like what you see at SunTrust Mortgage. It's so much more than just finding you the best rate. A mortgage is one of the biggest decisions you make in life, so it's important to be with a lender you trust. When you work with us, we'll make sure that you're being taken care of. We believe that everyone can achieve financial confidence, and we want to help you discover the sense of freedom that comes with a strong foundation, like the right mortgage.
I love what I do. How great is that?
SunTrust. Confidence starts here. To discuss your options and take advantage of today's historically low interest rates, call us now at 1-800-422-1642. That's 1-800-422-1642. 1-800-422-1642.
Robbins Brothers Diamond Days is finally here. Now through December 17th, save up to $1,000 on select Robbins Brothers diamonds and preset engagement rings. Discover vintage-inspired collections, elegant halo designs, and trendy, fancy shape center diamond styles. And now through December 31st, get special no-money down, no-interest financing for 30 months.
Visit Robbins Brothers Clear Lake or Houston Loop today. Call 1-800-610-RING for details. Minimum $1,500 purchase required. Robbins Brothers credit card. 30 equal monthly payments subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Are you a healthy male between 18 and 39 with a post-high school education? Fairfax Cryobank is looking for you to help others build happy, healthy families. Average $4,000 in 6 months once accepted. Visit BeASpermDonor.com to learn more. That's BeASpermDonor.com.
Tune in weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. for The Bench.
The Bench
with John Granato and Lance Erline. Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. As I mentioned, we're just getting started, just underway. And if you have premonitions, you feel psychic, or you just want a good relief for the middle of your afternoon, you should join us at any time, because we are here to guide you through your future, at least for the next 3 hours. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel. I don't know. I heard Fred and AJ talking a little bit about Matt Lauer's deal yesterday, but when you take Matt Lauer and Charlie Rose, and now some of the details are coming out, I meant to ask you this, because it's just, I don't know if this is a thing or what the deal is, but why are these old dudes thinking that it's like this is going to like trigger some kind of connection, walking around and just dropping trowel and being naked in front of females?
I don't know that. Well, I mean, some of it I don't think occurred when they were old. I think some of it occurred, you know, in the past, like a long time ago.
So Lauer was just what, 2014.
Okay. But they're just, some of these are just like Harvey Weinstein's has been on doing for years.
Yeah, years and years.
I mean, who knows why these people think that they can get away with it? I have a feeling, or a, you know, my thought is these guys get so much power and they're used to having that much power that they feel like they can do anything, including intimidate women or you know, and at least use that to try to get them, to try to seduce them with whatever power they think they have that might be sexy to someone. And in 99.99% of the time, it never works. It's like a pickup line, or it's like, to me, it seems almost ridiculous to think that you go in like Louis C.K., hey, can I masturbate in front of you? Like, some chick is going to be like, oh my God, I thought you'd
That's
never
ask.
Saying.
That's where I was going.
Woo! I was really hoping that you would pull your weird penis out and masturbate in front of me. No one thinks like that.
See, I wasn't asking the question to get into knee deep into the whole dialogue of it, because that's for another show on another day, on another channel probably. But I was saying, like, in all my life being single or otherwise, never once did it cross my mind that, hey, this is what's going to really get me in the good graces of this female I'm with. Hey, I'm just going to drop my pants or open up my robe and go, hey, how you doing? I don't know if they're like well endowed or whatever it is, but it's like, what is that? That's just, I don't know what well,
I don't
anyone?
Know
that,
I don't know if being well endowed has anything to do with it. I think it has to do with power. I think it has to do with thinking you're in a position to either intimidate people or you know, get them to submit to your request because they think that you can either help them later. Because let's face it, there's some people out there that will do just about anything to get to the top.
No
they'll
question.
Sleep with you. They'll do whatever. And
no
so maybe
question.
These guys think that that exists more regularly than it probably does.
Well, and I agree.
And
with
they think that, hey, well, you know what? Just got to get through all the no's to get to the
fear
yes.
Fear factor was, Jeff, if you look at all the dialogue about Harvey Weinstein, the fear factor was huge. And the Matt Lauer situation now, everybody that's coming out in the story and Variety and everything, that the people that have been on record said there was a healthy fear of the fact that he was so powerful
yeah.
that he could ruin their careers for the rest of their lives. And so I guess, you know, I wasn't going from that perspective just as much as like, I don't think any rational human being, I just don't know that why anybody would just do that. Just walk into a room just, and
I think it's the fact that they thought they could get away with it,
they
and they could.
Yeah.
And they could for a while, right? I mean, think about it. Before 04, I think Facebook was started in 04. Twitter was like in 09. No one could bring to light all these issues. And they were doing this long before 2004. So all these people that were doing anything way before 2004, and now they're still around and still in the industry now, and they did anything remotely close to what is being brought up right now, they're nervous. because social media is probably going to get them either that or the or you know TV news or something like that. So I just think they thought they would. I just think they knew they could get away with it because they could.
You say you should be nervous, but here's the weird thing: when you go back now and go back and say, okay, he knew this was possibly coming up, right? But yet he grilled Bill O'Reilly. He drilled.
Oh yeah,
Corey Feldman. He was just like the man of the people going at them and really, you know, fiercely attacking them on the Today Show. And it's like,
well, what better cover? It's like, I mean, all right, save your text because I don't care. But it's like Republican politicians ranting against gays, and some of them are gay secretly. I mean, what better cover than to outwardly despise the thing you are and maybe are either ashamed of, don't want to admit, or are trying to hide? What better cover is there?
It just makes them look even worse.
I think there is plenty of better covers. Why would you do that? You think that's the best way to cover that up?
Yeah.
Is to actually be vocal against it?
Yeah,
I would just keep my mouth shut.
I mean, that would be the smart play, but that I'm just telling you what these guys probably think.
Yeah.
Their rationale is, well, if I come out against it, then if people say I've done it, I could just say, oh, you're just trying to take me down or you're trying to do this. Or
yeah.
It gives you a cover. It gives you credibility on the topic.
It's insane.
Yeah, it is. It's weird. Like, Joel, you had a position of power. Did you have a little button that shut your door and locked it automatically at the Rockets?
That. No.
Isn't that creepy?
Yeah. Remember I told you about the Saban button that he had to slam the big door in his office to intimidate people. But then, you know, because did you read the article where it said?
Yeah.
Now, who paid for that? And did NBC security
someone
know?
Someone had to come in and install it. And there was somebody that said an executive producer also had one. And that what it was for was to be able to shut the door because you either wanted privacy or you didn't want to have to get up or you needed, you know, you were going to have a conversation. So you could just push the button and shut the door and have a private conversation without getting up. But the problem was, is if the door was already locked, when you shut it, it automatically locked the door. So it wasn't an automatic locking mechanism necessarily. But if the door was locked, which if you come in first thing in the morning and push the little lock button, hey, if later on you're going to harass somebody, boom, you push that button, they're locked in or the door's locked. At least nobody can come in. So super creepy that you would think that far ahead.
Yeah, the detail was his office was off the beaten path, completely away from where everybody else's offices work, because he said he was paranoid of paparazzi and reporters that might follow him around from gossip columns.
Convenient excuse.
Yeah, and then he had a doorbell under his desk, a doorbell button that would shut his door whenever he hit the button, and that pretty much set the scene for him to be able to do whatever he wanted and not have any interruptions.
So creepy.
It is. And he's making $28 million a year. You're probably right that you start getting such a confidence level and a feeling of power that you don't factor in real life, which is, I'm making $28 million, and if I screw this up, I'm not.
Dude, I would take my chances at a bar being recognized if that was the case. Just, oh, you're Matt Lauer. Oh, you're so hot. I'll take that chance, but sexual harassment in the workplace, that's a stupid route to go to try to just get some on the side. Because he's married, too, don't forget. Not only is he accused of sexual harassment, but now he's an adulterer. Don't forget that. You know, don't forget the fact that he was hiding it from his wife. They said that he had an apartment in the city that he wouldn't go home to his wife and kids for a week. That he would go home on the weekends and just stay in New York.
Most cheaters with money usually have a side house, side vehicle, side. They have doubles of everything. I mean, phones.
That's nuts to me. I told my wife, I guarantee, I made her one promise. I said, I'll never cheat on you because I have the one thing in my mind. If I don't want to have sex with you anymore, I'm not happy. So I'm leaving. I'm not going to stick around in a miserable relationship where I'm not happy. I don't understand why that's not the first thought in people's head. They'd rather just cheat. In my mind, I can't process that. Yeah. But I guess some people like, well, I don't want to have to give her money. I make $28 million. I don't want to have to give her money. Okay, I get that. But like for just average dudes that get busted, I'm just like, just leave.
Right, just get out. Because I said the same thing. Lisa and I were talking about it. I was like, the day that I got married to Lisa, I was convinced that this was the only woman that I wanted to be with for the rest of my life and that she was the end-all be-all for me. If you're not convinced, then why do you do it? I hate to hear all these guys that say, man, I'd do it because I just needed someone that, you know, that makes me comfortable, that takes care of things for me so that I don't have to. That's not the reason. Uh-uh. You don't get married for convenience.
Somebody said the same thing when guys think it's okay to send random D-pics. It's one thing if a woman asks for them, but just to randomly send them 9 times out of 10, they don't want that. Yeah, I'd say it's more than that. 99 out of 100 times
they don't
want
it. That's
where
I was going with it, though. I mean, what woman goes, oh, yeah, hey, there's a naked dude. That makes me all worked up. No. Hey, look, I got a picture on my cell
phone.
We
are wired differently. Women and men are wired. If a random chick sent you a picture of her boobs,
yeah.
Guys are going to dig that.
99% of dudes are going to be like, hell yeah. Oh, can you see your face? Doesn't matter. You know, that's how guys are wired. Yep. But chicks aren't wired like that, and I don't know that a lot of dudes really grasp that.
That's what
it's
I said
weird.
When I saw your boobs. I was like, it doesn't matter. I don't see the face. It just does not matter. Just want to see your boobs.
I hate you so much. Turn your mic off. How long before Katie Couric comes clean and says that's why she left? I don't know.
But did you see the one video?
I have a theory, though. You know the only place that doesn't have this yet is ABC?
Yep.
Diane Sawyer's next. She's going to be accused of just
you
sexually...
You said that outside. I was crying.
She's going to be accused of sexually harassing like 1,000 men. You watch Diane Sawyer just abusing her power. Just sending vagina shots on text. Look, that's not acceptable, Diane.
Someone tweeted out a video, and I never... I mean, Katie Couric is really good at what she did when... Couric, yeah. It was great, but I never looked at her and was like, oh, she's hot. She's all this. And there's... Someone posted a video while they were working together, and Matt Lauer was like, yeah. Bend over a little bit there and get it.
What?
I was like, Katie Couric? Man. Okay.
Somebody said, Robert and Tomball said, Kate Upton for fan of the year.
There's a lot of people that are overly jumping on that bandwagon.
I think we should just all nominate her. That way she's at the awards. And then when we go, we get to take selfies
with
Kate
Upton. That's
not a bad idea. Right, guys? Come on. I'm thinking ahead here.
You can be like, hey, best square torso.
Be like, hey.
She used that square torso.
Never mind.
Did you see that video?
You guys
are
just going
to
embarrass me in front of her.
Up that hill?
Nick. Now, that would be a possibility. Kate, did you meet my co-host, Barry? He thinks he got a square torso. Can we get a picture? See how that would go over.
You would do. Somebody says Mattress Mac for fan of the year. Also not a bad
option. That's not a bad one at all.
I like these. I'm saving those. Keep them coming.
Nice ones. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to continue to roll on. HR&P listener line is open at the present time. That's 713-780-3776 where you can text, you can call, or you can also hit us on Twitter as all three of us are there and we participate, sending tweets back to those that are good. And we want to remind you, 2:30 today as we do every Thursday, Sigmund Bloom. That means fantasy football questions. That means you know the drill. If you want to call, you call right before the 2:30 hour of the day. And after the 2:30 half hour, we start taking calls and we prioritize them first. But if you want your questions answered and you're on the run, text us or tweet those questions prior to Sigmund getting onto the show, and we'll rapid fire him at the end so that we can get them all in. Other than that, if you just want to participate, give us a call, send us a text, give us a tweet. We're here till 4 o'clock. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Hi, I'm Paul Dine, Vice President of Into Action Recovery Centers. If you're wondering if you have a drug or alcohol problem or know that you do and can't stop, we are here to help. I was there before, stuck and hurting everyone who cared for me. My life changed by first admitting to myself that I couldn't stop on my own. Let us walk you through the admissions process. We take all private insurance and all calls are confidential. We offer medically supervised detox and residential treatment. Call 844-209-9300, 844-209-9300.
Safety, security, peace of mind. For the best care every time, call Morningside Nannies at 713-526-3989. Whether you're seeking full-time or part-time childcare, Morningside Nannies has you covered. They have experts on staff who fully screen all nannies in their Houston-based office before ever introducing them to a family. All the nannies you'll meet through Morningside Nannies have met strict requirements and will be handpicked for your family. For the best care every time, call Morningside Nannies at 713-526-3989.
Guys, are you over 40 and currently taking Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra? Then this important announcement is just for you. PlayPharmacy.online is currently offering the lowest prices on generic Viagra, generic Cialis, and generic Levitra, as low as 89 cents per pill. PlayPharmacy.online is guaranteed, discreet, and offers free shipping. Go to PlayPharmacy.online or call toll-free to take advantage of this amazing offer. Call 1-855-301-9565. That's 1-855-301-9565. PlayPharmacy.online has been helping men take control of their ED for years. Order now at PlayPharmacy.online or call toll-free 1-855-301-9565. Again, that's 1-855-301-9565. Generic Viagra, generic Cialis, and generic Levitra for as low as 89 cents per pill? It's a no-brainer. PlayPharmacy.online. It's time to play.
Want to take advantage of the biggest real estate investing opportunity of your lifetime here in Houston?
Because of Hurricane Harvey, there's never been a better opportunity to make money in real estate while helping homeowners. Come learn how to obtain wholesale houses, obtain no money, no credit financing, meet local buyers, sellers, and investing partners, and receive local market intelligence and training. Come network with local Houston area real estate investors that are just getting started or taking it to the next level. Come join the largest real estate investor network in Texas. We meet on Thursday, December 7th at 6 p.m. at the Houston Marriott West Loop by the Galleria. And you can register to attend for free by calling 888-964-1108. This month's topic is how to invest in real estate tax-free with your IRA. Call 888-964-1108. Write it down. That's 888-964-1108 to attend any of our upcoming meetings and receive a valuable Texas real estate training program for free. Brought to you by the Houston Real Estate Networking Club.
A Netflix limited series.
Where are all the men at?
Dead.
In a town full of ladies, it's ripe fruit for the wicked.
There's some bloody business up north with Frank Griffin.
When he finds out who all's living here,
God help you folks.
Mister, we're a lot stronger than you think we are.
Starring Jack O'Connell, Michelle Dockery, and Jeff Daniels.
This here's godless country.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land. Only on Netflix.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. Half hour into the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. And from time to time, as you know, we like to catch up with our good friend Trey. He is the man that has a plan to answer our phones, misspell everything incorrectly, and join us whenever we say so, sometimes when he says so, and everything in between. So, Barry, Trey, you thought today would be a good day.
Yeah. Trey, first of all, how are you?
I'm all right.
How is your internship going here?
It's not bad.
That's
not
it.
Bad.
Are you aiming for a... I heard you got to run the boards not too long ago.
Yeah, I got to run the A&M games.
Sweet. Yeah. Are you getting close to being able to get a job here and draw
so.
A check?
I think if I can keep running games, I think it'll be gravy.
Okay, good.
You're running game?
Yep. I ran the A&M game, and I'm going to do the ACC championship this week.
By yourself?
No, with Mike.
You have to have a supervisor?
No, I know how to do it, but...
In order to work here, I think it's in the best interest of everyone if we ask you a few questions in advance, though.
All right? Okay.
So I guess my first question to keep going, have you ever sexually harassed someone, Trey?
Not that I know of.
Now, you say not that I know of.
No.
Are you blaming alcohol as maybe a reason you've sexually harassed someone?
I've never drank in my life.
Well, that's not true because you had a drink with me. So now we know that you're lying. We've established the fact that you're a liar.
I've never sexually harassed anybody.
Besides yourself, have you ever touched someone inappropriately?
No.
Now, are you sure? Because you just lied about not drinking.
Okay.
So I know we've established your pattern of lying.
No, I've never touched anybody. Okay, I lied about the drinking, but I've never touched anybody inappropriately.
Now, the first time Barry asked the question, you did not say no. You said not that I know of, which leaves the door open to the possibility that back in a previous time.
I figure it's just a common expression.
Do you?
Not when you're asked if you sexually harass someone.
I guess you make a good point.
Usually you want to go definitively with the no.
I've never sexually harassed anybody.
Okay, there you go. That's much better. Now, have you ever been sexually harassed by anyone? Specifically, has AJ ever touched you inappropriately?
No, AJ has not ever.
What about when you had your shirt off getting a tattoo?
No, I didn't have my shirt off.
Did he maybe graze your man boob a little just to see if your nipple would get erect?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
100%.
I mean, it's okay to tell us.
Did you feel uncomfortable when he said that you should have taken your shirt off?
No, it's just regular AJ.
Did you ask why he requested you take your pants off to get a tattoo on your shoulder?
No, that was just regular old AJ.
just AJ being AJ, huh?
So does regular old AJ make it right?
No, probably not, but I guess it depends on who you ask.
Right, because if you ask people other than regular old AJ, don't you think that might be a little bit inappropriate?
I mean, I guess, but it depends on who you ask.
Did he tell you to put the tattoo somewhere else?
No, he never told me to put the tattoo anywhere else other than where I said I was going to put it.
Are you sure he didn't suggest?
100%.
Forcefully?
100%.
Forcefully, he didn't ask you to...
No, he didn't ask me forcefully.
Did he pressure you to take your shirt off?
He didn't pressure me to take my shirt off. Nobody pressured me to do anything.
You just did it on your own.
I just got a tattoo.
You didn't... So, did you drink before you went and got it?
No, I don't drink. Okay, I drank that one time.
See, now you've lied twice.
I don't drink regularly, is what I mean to
okay.
say.
Okay, all right. So... I guess the okay. Real quick, I was going to ask you to help me fill out my ballot here.
Sure.
Who's your high school athlete of the year?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I mean, you have to be ready for anything in this business, Trey. You should have been prepared for this.
Yeah, I know. I should have.
Don't worry. I have no idea of any high school athlete out there.
Who's yours, Joel?
There's several.
I love it.
As highlighted by Bipe magazine, and I'm debating right now between basketball and football before I make a final decision.
What names did you have on your list, though?
I can't reveal that because then people will think that I could be swayed, and I'm not going to do that.
See how smooth he was with that? See how he has no idea of a name of a high school.
That's false.
But do you see how
he improvised?
Yeah, way better than you. You don't just immediately lie. He skirted the issue without actually saying
it. Good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, so let's go back now. Have you ever sexually harassed someone?
No.
Okay, good job. Who's your Houston athlete of the year?
Jose Altuve, probably.
That's pretty easy, eh? Okay.
Yeah, Jose Altuve led the American League in batting average. Pretty much was the spark to bring the Astros to the World Series. It's pretty much a slam dunk.
Okay. What was your moment of the year in sports?
When Bregman hit the walk-off in Game 5.
Okay. That's a really good
moment of the year in Houston sports?
Yeah. What is the moment? If you were nominating, what would you nominate as your moment of the year?
For any sport?
Okay. Houston sports, not NASCAR. Yeah, no one gives a crap about NASCAR.
No one but you.
You are literally the only person.
My dad likes NASCAR.
You and NASCAR Johnny. Well, your dad also likes Joel Osteen, so he has been rendered null and void as far as opinions go.
All right.
What's your moment of the year in Houston sports?
I got to say Bregman hitting the walk-off.
That's
in
a
game
really
five.
Good one. Now, what is your personal moment of the year? What's been the best thing to happen to you this year besides meeting me?
Well, when I was at the race in Texas, Danica Patrick said hi to me. That was pretty cool.
Did you feel like you wanted to?
No.
Well, you didn't let me finish the
You trained him too well now.
Damn it, Trey. You're on to me. You knew right away what I was going to ask,
yeah,
huh? Do you think she's hot?
No, not really. She's all right.
For NASCAR, is she like a NASCAR 8 and a regular
like
4?
She's probably the second best looking NASCAR driver.
Behind Dale Earnhardt,
behind Jennifer Jo Cobb.
Oh, my bad. I figured maybe,
How do you not know Jennifer Jo
Cobb?
Yeah,
how do you
Barry?
Not know Jennifer Jo Cobb?
That sounds like a porn name.
It does.
It really sounds like Jennifer Jo Cobb does only does Western porns.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
Have you ever watched Western porn?
No.
Are you sure?
100%.
Okay. What is your category of choice?
44 years of age, too.
Who, Jennifer, what is it?
Jo Cobb.
Is she
hotter than Danica?
Yeah, she's prettier than Danica for sure.
Okay. Is she
I'm
blonde?
Glad you agree with me.
She's not.
Is she a redhead?
Yep,
she is.
Well, that would be why Trey likes her.
Are redheads your thing, Trey?
Just Jennifer Jo Cobb.
And Julia Morales.
Julia Morales is all right, but like I didn't want to bother. And Barry put me in a weird position when I was walking through the hall. I was trying to say hi to Raheel and Dell, like I always do, and you were like, "Hey, why don't you go ask Julia if she's into redheads?" And I was like, "No, I can't do that." And I gave him my honest opinion.
Which was?
She kind of looks like my mom, and that's weird.
I'm sure Julia Morales is flattered that you said that.
Well, my mom's not ugly.
I'm going to take the high road right now because I know she listens sometimes.
Well, since Barry's married to her,
I'm taking the high road.
She's in
and
Dallas.
You notice that I did not make any jokes about your mom. I just want to say
she's not listening because she's
I'm
in
pretty
Dallas.
Proud of myself
but
right
most
now.
Folks
I'm patting
think that
myself
Barry's
on
your
the
dad.
Back.
No, I don't think we look anything alike.
You're way more handsome than me, and you can grow a better beard.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, look at
the
your beard.
The handsome part, maybe, probably not, but the beard, yeah.
Yeah, your beard is fantastic.
What's up with the? You don't have a beard, Joel.
Astros won.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, but it's No Shave November.
But we didn't do that this year.
Really?
Yeah, last year the station did it.
Well, get him, Trey. I'm gonna let you just keep going. Just keep grilling him.
I thought that was like a nationwide thing.
Trey, what bet can we make so that you can shave? And you have to get a haircut.
What is it that you would do? What would you cut your hair? What would the stakes have to be for you to cut your hair?
I was just thinking about getting it cut myself.
Really?
I wasn't really gonna just.
You're not gonna do it yourself because you've tried that.
Yeah, it didn't. It looked all right.
No, it didn't.
Okay, thanks, Joel.
When did you cut your hair?
Like when Harvey hit, I was really bored.
No.
Like it was like 3 a.m. and Harvey hit, and I just started cutting my hair
by himself. I walked in the back entrance the day after he did it, and his back was facing me, and I went, Trey, what the hell did you do? And he's like, yeah, I was bored, and I just decided to cut my own hair.
You had like a Britney Spears moment where you just lost it?
I lost my sanity.
Okay. I get it. It happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No mirror.
No, there was a mirror, just not behind me.
Which is where it probably should have been.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I appreciate you coming on this program.
I always appreciate being on the program.
Letting us know that you have never sexually
harassed anybody.
Okay.
Have you ever skirted an issue?
What's that even mean?
Well, because you were skirting the issue before. Maybe that's a code for you doing things.
No, I wasn't skirting the issue. I just said a common expression, which was not that I know of. But no, I've never sexually harassed anybody.
Well, I'm proud of you for not doing
that. Thanks, Barry.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks,
Let's
Joel.
Keep the streak going. Yeah. 0 days of sexual harassment at the Trey Corporation.
I plan
Let's
on
keep it.
It
going.
You going out drinking this weekend?
No, probably not.
Okay, just
When's your next show that you're going to be running?
Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday.
Do they let you talk on the mic at all?
On the Beth show.
Are you going to be doing the Beth show?
I got to podcast it, but no, I don't talk on the...
No, I'm saying, when's your next show that you're running the boards on?
Oh, the game, you mean?
Yeah, whenever. When?
Saturday.
When okay, so you're doing it before or after the freaky show?
Before.
Okay.
It's the ACC championship.
Sweet.
Clemson's going
to
win, by the way.
I'll be listening to you push the button for commercials.
All right.
I'll be checking it out.
Thanks, Barry.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for the support.
All right.
All right.
Trey, who's your final four?
Final four, Clemson number one,
yep.
Oklahoma number two, Wisconsin number three, and Auburn number four. Alabama first.
Will that be the same thing next week?
No. Alabama's going to win the SEC and get in.
That's not possible, Trey.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Oh, my God. All right.
All right. You've done enough.
Failure.
Trey's been our guest.
All the credibility ruined in one episode, just like that.
It's kind of like bookends, like I told you. From start to finish, we get the good, the bad.
Where are you going? The segment's not over. He hasn't signed off yet. You're just walking out. You're never going to make it in this business if you're leaving. Well, your mic was still hot, and you walked off, Trey.
You were done with me.
Oh, my gosh. I just don't know what to do with the kids today. I don't know.
You said the bookends, so.
What? Joel, that's your boy.
You may leave as soon as I sign off.
Yeah.
All right? We'll be back with a whole lot more. Trey's not going to be back, but Nick and I and Barry will be back with more of the show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is how we do. We make a move and act the fool while we up in the club.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, man, what do you want to do for dinner?
I'm feeling fried chicken.
No, it's all about the chicken curry.
Fried chicken.
Let's do for it!
Whoa, guys, let's go to Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. It's a mix of both Southern comfort and Indian foods. You can get both.
Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world at 1901 Taft Street. Find out more on Facebook at CNI713.
Results may vary. Call for details.
You've been thinking about LASIK for years. You've heard how LASIK can be a life changer, and now there's never been a better time to see if LASIK is right for you. That's right. If you're looking for LASIK in Houston, Jaffe Custom LASIK has advanced custom laser technology and now the best price guaranteed.
I put this off for years. It was over in seconds, and within 24 hours, I had better than 20/20 vision.
A beautiful facility and the latest technology. Jaffe LASIK's changed my life.
Jaffe is your answer for safe, pain-free, affordable LASIK. Jaffe LASIK can correct nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. And now for the best price in Houston, guaranteed. Don't wait any longer. Get your 100% free LASIK exam to see if LASIK is right for you. Call and schedule your free LASIK exam. Just dial **2020 on your mobile phone now. Dial **2020. The exam is 100% free. Just dial **2020 on your mobile phone now. That's **2020. Dial **2020.
Poker players, you need a poker room, but not just any poker room. You need Lions Poker Palace. They offer a Vegas-style atmosphere with top-shelf accommodations and seating, complimentary valet, and self-parking with security inside and out. Lions offers tournaments 7 days a week, and you won't go hungry with a full late-night kitchen. Enjoy 10 tables and an abundance of TVs to view all things sports. Follow Lions Poker Palace on Facebook for tournaments and events. You'll find Lions at 6134 Richmond Avenue. Mention ESPN and get the first 2 hours of play for free.
Wow, no wonder everyone waits for Macy's Friends and Family.
Well, it is their best sale of the season.
Yep, we'll get an extra 10 to 30% savings with our Macy's Carter Savings Pass.
Even on designers that rarely go on sale.
Oh, you'll love this. 15% off beauty purchases.
That doesn't happen very often.
Plus, great savings on perfect gifts.
Like I always say, friends and family are really all that matter.
So the extra 30% savings?
Yeah, that matters too. Macy's Friends and Family Sale. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and purchase 5 quarts of Castrol high-mileage motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for the same price as Castrol conventional, just $24.99. Plus, earn a $10 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card by mail when you purchase 5 quarts of Castrol high-mileage and a MicroGuard filter. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So, like a venereal disease, when you think you get rid of it, it never goes away. And just like that last segment, there is still some more to say for one intern named Trey. As we found out during the break, Trey received a text message from his dad who was listening to the show. Trey, what did that text message say?
It stated, stated, quote, Telling him, me and Joel pray for his dumbass.
Telling him, me and Joel pray for his dumbass.
Dad, wait, let him know.
Let's, that was from your dad.
Your dad said to tell Barry.
No. Let's get this accurate. Telling him, me and Joel pray for his dumbass.
Usually voice texts.
So, no, Trey. Let's not make excuses for your dad. You can't call someone a dumbass and then send a text that exposes yourself. That's not
good.
Hold on,
he's typing.
I don't care anymore. I'm done. Get out of here. That's hilarious. Don't you hate that when you try to call someone like, you know what? You're a dumbass. And then you use the wrong your. And you're like, oh,
well,
damn it.
Yeah, that makes me mad.
Voice texting is the worst.
You're a dumbass too, TWO. And you're like, oh, why did I do that?
The voice texting won't let you cuss the first time unless you go in and specifically put that back in.
Sometimes I'll admit this because I don't care, but sometimes I'll just spell the word wrong and send like a tweet. Like one time I did it, I tweeted out something and I just got bombarded with people that were like, you stupid ass, you spelled this wrong. And I finally responded, was like, I was using speech to text because I'm driving. Complete lie. I just totally spelled it wrong, but I was too mad to admit it. But I feel like that's a great excuse now. is you could say, well, it's not my fault speech to text spelled 2-T-W-O. Even though, you know, that's usually pretty accurate. But that's my go-to whenever I get busted being an idiot online.
Yeah, because they'll let you know. I mean, I said end of first half instead of end of first quarter the other night at the Rockets game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They couldn't wait to pounce. People out there listening cannot wait to pounce on your mistakes.
It just pick a medium. They're either going to text, they're going to tweet, or they're going to call, but they're going to let us know.
I had a guy texting yesterday asking me why I say ruined wrong. Why don't you pronounce the I in ruined? Ruined? What do you want from me? I'm just saying ruined. You look at it and say,
sounds good enough to me. You're not going to get a correction out of me on that.
Look, yeah, I didn't say
it's a two-syllable word.
Supposedly, I say supposedly with a B.
What's the one that I always, especially? I've gotten really good at saying especially. I have taken the X out of especially.
I don't get that one, though. I don't know why that was
so hard. But you put it in the show every day.
What, especially?
Yeah, why'd you say especially?
I'm just an idiot. I don't know why. I don't know.
Did you spell it that way?
Put the X in the show every day.
I put the what?
The X in the show every day.
Like rated up. Rated X?
You up the ratings every now and then.
You know, that's do what I can. We're all adults here. Except for the people driving around with their kids.
Are we really?
No, you're kind of childish.
And you're worse than me. So I think you're probably, and then there's Nick. So I think we pretty much at least can admit to where we are in life.
Somebody had a question for you. Joel, where are the best pickup games in Houston to ball at? I like Rice Open Gym, 24 in Meyerland, and Leroy Crump Park. Spill it.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
All his gyms are fancy.
No. It's like the Met. Fondy still plays good pickup at lunchtime, but it gets a little serious after work.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, and you might have to wait to get the game.
That's where I played against the Lajuan. That you're looking
played
at me
against the Lajuan.
I remember that story.
You're looking at me like I'm making
you played
it up.
Like
yeah.
3-on-3, right?
Nope. Your hole. I played 2-on-2.
2-on-2. Was Jim Peterson there?
It was
too?
Jim Peterson, Lajuan, and Dave Feidel. And I was at Fondy because my foster brother, who's passed now, but his name is Dante Jackson, he used to play ball for Jersey Village. And this is when we were in high school. And he used to go down to Fundy and run because he was trying to get into college. And so he'd go down there and run with some of the guys. And, of course, I'm not getting in a full court pickup game at Fundy. Just not. So I'm off on the side courts over there, you know, because they play closest to the door where the bleachers are.
Yep.
I'm on that very far court in the back corner shooting. Ball goes over my head and I turn around and walking up, and it's almost like slow motion as Olajuwon, Jim Peterson, and Dave Feidel. Because the ball that I shot went over my head, so I turned around. They kind of pick it up. They're like, hey, can we play with you? They were like, okay. I didn't even get the words out. And then they were like, hey, you want to play a little 2-on-2? Yes. So then, of course, it's Jim Peterson and Olajuwon, the 7-footers, versus me and Dave Feidel.
Seven-footers.
They
stacked that on you.
Yeah, didn't they? And then Olajuwon guards me. And then at one point, he dunked on me, and I'm pretty sure his testicles touched my forehead. In fact, I'm 100% sure that happened. He dunked on me, and it was the best moment of my life. And I tell you what, Joel could probably attest to this, but if you've never been, like, it's one thing to watch Olajuwon even at courtside. But when you're standing in front of him and he does just his dream shake at 25%, you see why you're like, oh, I see why no one can guard this. It's the most beautiful thing to witness up close. Quick, cat-like.
Like, I envy you right now, seriously. I have no idea about this.
It was so badass.
I'm going to tell you this. I had the privilege of being in the gym when Mikhail and Olajuwon were working with Dwight Howard. And a lot of the guys were watching. The team was watching. And to Barry's point, he's 50 now, maybe 51. And the moves he was putting on, and he glides so effortlessly and so smoothly, and yet still was fluidly knocking down shots. And his footwork is just like textbook that we were all going, oh. And then, of course, you know, I asked Dwight, I said, do you think he could still play in the league? And he's like, man, I don't think so. Maybe give us like a bucket and maybe a rebound. I looked at Dream. I said, Dream, Dwight said 2-1. He goes, 10-10. No problem. He's just that smooth. I see he's in town now. He was sitting mid-court last night in the owner's seats. But every time he comes in, I love the fact that Clint Capella and the young guys just go migrate right to him and go, teach me. Give me anything that I can learn.
It's so funny because I guarantee you the three of those guys wouldn't remember that in a million years. You could give them 1,000 guesses and they would but did something I'll never
absolutely
ever forget.
Yeah.
And it didn't even, we played for maybe 10 minutes. And then the game let up and they went, and that was it. Best 10 minutes of my life. I mean, dude, I got to play 2-on-2 with Olajuwon.
And the best thing is that he wasn't on your, I mean, I guess it would have been equally as cool if he was on your team, but you played against him, which I think is kind of cool.
It was. They made me guard him for a moment, and that's when he dunked on me and put his
Were you
on
like
my
afraid
head.
To like touch him or like guard him? Like,
no,
were you?
I was trying.
Really?
I bet I looked so ridiculous.
The funny thing,
like my hands up, like I'm really doing something against a 7-footer, because I was in high school. And let me just tell you, in high school, I was maybe 5'8", 140 pounds.
Oh, God.
I was tiny. Yeah, I was a little dude.
But the funny thing is, how serious do they take it? Some guys are like, yeah, you scored on me. But they don't realize from a kid's perspective, that's huge. And they're going to go out there and they're going to tell everyone they scored on
you.
Oh,
yeah.
And some guys are like, no, that's not happening. And they're going to swat the shot and do whatever. And like, we were filming a Dwight Howard video last year, and I had to wear a GoPro for a while, and he thought I was just going to like go through the motions. And when I scored on him, I was like, yeah, that's right. I just scored on Dwight Howard. He was like, he's getting all mad. And I was like, hey, I'm good. I don't need to do this again. He's like, let's go. Come bring it back at me. I'm like, no, I'm good.
No, I'm good.
I wonder if Hakeem would be too nice. He probably would be too nice, but if you asked him, who would you rather train? You know, Dwight Howard or a Clint Capella. I'm sure he would say Clint, right?
He took a shot at Dwight. I mean, like I told you guys before, with the amount of time that he and McHale spent with Dwight, if you're 30 years old and they've worked with you, two Hall of Famers, and they've worked with you extensively and you haven't gotten any better, you realize it's probably not going to happen. But when you work with Clint and you see just one glimpse of one thing that he learned, whether it be footwork or maybe a baby hook or something in the lane, they're like, okay, they'll want to keep working with you because of that. And to answer their question, I would say if you're talking about outdoor courts, there's Buffalo Bayou Park, there's Root Memorial Square Park right outside of Toyota Center, where it's going to be, I mean, you're going to get some run, but I mean, believe me, they're decent games there. And then in the Heights in Rice Military, they call it Spots Park. Those are good outdoor courts.
I think I played at Spots Park.
I've heard stay away from Lifetime Fitness because they fight all the time.
Wow.
But that the runs at 24-Hour Fitness are pretty legit. If you're not talking about, you know, joining a club or things like that, you can get guest passes for those places. Otherwise, indoor courts that have open runs are kind of random based on who you know and what you do. Jerry has that court out in on Sunday nights out at...
I wouldn't play basketball with Jerry.
Yeah, I've
ever
thought about that, yeah.
No way.
That's the one factor. I've had two steps out the back door going towards the car and then thought, no,
yeah,
but Jerry's going to be there.
And he just ruins everything.
Yeah. I don't need like a...
You know, he's like, that's it. I'm calling these jerks.
I don't need a buckle ninja coming at me when I'm trying to play basketball.
Definitely not. We'll get to more of that. We've got more nominations for these awards that we can look at, and I'll settle on one before we go off air for sure. But right now... listen, here's something to think about, okay? I know a lot of this town has been impacted by Hurricane Harvey. A lot of you are still out there looking at repair bills. You haven't moved back in your house, or if you have, it's still not finished yet. Here's something I want you to think about. You know what it's going to cost to fix up your house, or what you paid to fix up the house, or what you're going to have to finish coming up with just to get back in your house and start living there again. You know all that, but what you don't know is what you can get cash right now in hand for your house. So I want you to call Gulf State Homebuyers, 281-717-6100. They're going to come out. They're going to give you a no obligation, completely free cash offer evaluation on your home. They're going to walk around. They're going to do some whatever they do, magic. And then they're going to give you a number and say, this is what we'll give you cash for your home. Now that you have that, you compare that to the repair bills, the risk associated with living in a flood zone, or maybe you just, it might flood again the next hurricane we get, and you don't want to be part of that risk again. Now you have the information you need to make that choice. Do you fix it up and live there again, or do you take the cash and move somewhere else where maybe it doesn't flood? You're not going to know if you don't give them a call. 281-717-6100. It's Gulf State Homebuyers. Call them right now. The last 2 years, they've won the Distinction Award from the Better Business Bureau. So you know you're working with a great company and good people that have your best interests at heart. They've got an entire in-house staff of professionals ready to help you, whether it's title companies, attorneys, or whatever else is needed to complete the process. They have it all. Once you call, you sit back, relax, let them do all the work. Give them a call, 281-717-6100, or look them up on the internet, gulfstatehomebuyers.com. The folks at Gulf State, they're there for you. And together, we will keep Houston strong.
ESPN 97.5.